Art galleries in Washington, D.C. will have to forego their wine and cheese parties for now. Well, not the cheese part, but the district's Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration has sent a letter to gallery owners warning that if they serve alcoholic beverages without a license, they could face criminal penalties. David Adamson runs the David Adamson Gallery with his wife Lori here in Washington, and he joins us. David, what exactly did the letter say?
You know, I didn't actually read the letter, Lori did, but it was quite draconian in the phrasing of it, suggesting that we could face criminal penalties and time in jail.
For what? I mean, do you charge money to get in, for example?
No, absolutely. It's a private invitation to, you know, a select number of our clients, and the wine is there as just a favor, really.
What about a temporary license, like for one night only? Is that something you could get?
I think that's what they're suggesting, is that we get a monthly permit, and I believe we have to go downtown to obtain that, and we all know what that means.
What does that mean?
It means standing in line, you know, being shuffled from office to office, and, you know, really wasting time.
How much is that going to cost?
I think each individual permit is $100.
Now, David, how long has your gallery been in the D.C. area?
We've been in business now. This is our 20th year.
Was this ever an issue before?
It was never an issue. Not in the 20 years that we've been in business.
You regularly offer alcohol at your showings?
We offer wine and soft drinks.
So, what do you plan to do?
Well, you know, maybe the city's actually doing us a favor here, because, you know, people come, but I don't think they're coming for the drink. And I don't think we're serving drink to loosen people up. So maybe we should just serve soft drinks and Perrier. And just, you know, forego the whole thing until the city sort of thinks about it again.
Really, when do you think they will? Or do you think they will?
I don't think they will. I think it's probably someone who figured this could maybe get, you know, a tiny increase in the city revenues. This is something that overlooked, perhaps. I mean, in 20 years of doing business, it was sort of out of the blue.
David Adamson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Adamson runs the David Adamson Gallery with his wife, Lori, here in Washington. They received a letter from the district's Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration warning them that if they served alcoholic beverages without a license, that they could face criminal penalties.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story on today's show or previous shows on our website, npr.org. Just click on Archives. Find out about the music you hear on All Things Considered. Visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show at npr.org. This is NPR.